You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Game of Thrones not after show, but indeed the South Park.
Wiener, wiener, wiener.
Oh my goodness. A song of ass and fire. A fire indeed. Ah, great episode. It is part two of the Black Friday trilogy?
Quadrilogy, perhaps.
Steven was certainly wrong about the sequel.
Which did I say?
You said two.
Yeah, I was wrong. So, yeah. I am Steven Lemieux, by the way.
And I am Phil Svitek. And tonight was, like most second movies in a quadrilogy, a filler episode. Filler.
Yes. It was good. It was a filler episode, though. Oh, and Kylie is not here tonight because she is lining up for Black Friday right now.
Yes, because in our world, they moved it up.
Yeah.
To this
Friday.
Yes.
They moved it a week earlier to give people less time to prepare.
Oh, my goodness. Where to begin with this episode? Okay, so we finally meet the creator of Game of Thrones.
You want to just... Let's go through the factions. Because there's like... There's the Xbox, the PS3, there's George R. R. Martin, and then,
Cartman.
Then Randy.
Randy, and Cartman, for all intents and purposes, is his own person.
I guess, but he's really just Xbox, because he's the one who's acting through Xbox. He's the only person who's acting.
Well, with Xbox. Let's start with, Cartman, he galvanizes everything and, you know, brings it up. I want to speak to the CEO, the president of the Xbox. You mean the CEO of Microsoft? Yeah, whatever.
So he talks to Steve Ballmer. Steve Ballmer was the guy who made Xbox what it was, really. Kind of genius in a way. He really...
You can't say genius because Kanye would be...
Oh, yeah. God. Sorry, Kanye. Praise to be our Kanye. No, seriously. He's actually the guy who really made Xbox what it was, because without Steve Ballmer, Xbox would not have been what it was. But he also just recently left Microsoft, and they've changed.
Did he leave Microsoft?
He left. He retired. There was another person who had a Twitter war talking about how. Okay, so Xbox used to need to be always on, mm-hmm. and it needed to always be online to play it. And somebody, one of their employees, like a guy high up, tweeted about that and was like, oh, well, if you don't want it always on, then get a PS4 or something like that. Like, there's a big Twitter war, and he lost his job over it. And also, it pissed so many people off that Microsoft did a complete redevelop of the Xbox One 7 months ago before it was released.
To not always have to be online?
To not always have to be online and to not always be on.
Yeah, that seems very dumb.
Yeah, kind of.
I don't like to be online. If I can avoid it, for me... You know.
Well, like most Xbox gamers, like even a good majority of gamers are in the armed services. Like a lot of people are in the armed services and play these systems. So you don't really, there's not a stable connection over in Iraq and Afghanistan, things like that. So it just doesn't make sense to do that this early on.
Just give people the option. Not everybody likes it.
Exactly.
If they want it, they'll use it.
So Steve Ballmer left Xbox recently to retire. He's probably going to do his own projects. Everyone always does that.
Well... In this episode, Bill Gates killed his CEO.
Yeah.
Because, as he said, we do have a problem. And I liked they're trying to bring some clarity into it. Like, hey, it's just the game. People are going to choose, you know, we'll meet our quota. We're going to sell what we sell, you know, and whatever game wins, wins. And then Bill Gates comes in. What I loved, he said, you know, don't you get it? His explanation for everything of ultimately only one can win. Because as absurd as it was, that's kind of the mentality.
Oh, my God. I just got a prediction.
The Lady McCormick speaks.
Oh, my God. You know what Google's been doing recently?
What has Google been doing recently?
Google has been trying to push everything that goes through Google, like YouTube and things like that, to Google Plus.
Mm-hmm.
All of your Google in one place. I have a feeling something's going to come about in the final episode of this with Google being the one thing that takes all somehow. I don't even know how they would do it, but I have a feeling there's going to be a third party of Google because Nintendo's certainly not showing up to the fight.
Well, Microsoft is making fun of Google in the news, saying that Chrome is stealing their data. They're giving out hats, T-shirts, and all that BS. So, okay. We'll see. But they don't have a gaming system quite yet. They have a... Put that down. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, Steven was... For those of you listening, his wiener was flopping out. It was just really
I just had to put it down.
It was just really disgusting. When everyone knows, I have a bigger wiener. Anyway. Okay.
Back to the show.
Luckily, it's all about safety, and the kids receive guns. One gun per member of the Microsoft favoritism. I forget how, but basically one gun per person who likes Microsoft and Xbox.
Pretty much. Like, every Microsoft supporter gets one gun. Only one, though. You don't get a few, just one. But we get Cartman going through the rounds now. He goes with... Butters.
He goes with Butters, yes.
And then he goes with Kyle, and we're going to see the betrayal from Kyle in next episode, I'm sure, with getting Stan grounded.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we can't play dirty and things like that. That was pretty funny, and how, you know, I love ultimately, I love when they take the high stakes of what's going on, and they add in the microcosm of their actual lives, that they are actual kids in fourth grade, and like, hey, you're gonna get grounded. Oh, you can't get grounded.
We agree, no one can get grounded.
That I love.
Your dad's a security guard at the mall. You think that's not playing dirty already?
Yeah, we got some of Randy tonight, but we didn't
with the eye thing.
He seems more responsible, but when they brought prices down 90%, I figured he was gonna get a twitch in his eye and things like that. But I don't quite know what side he's ultimately gonna end up on.
Yeah, I don't know either. But ultimately, I mean, this is just for you and me to get Xbox Ones, Phil. Everyone else is there to just help us along.
Well, you have your Xbox One.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I get it Friday.
Oh, you have your PS4.
Yeah.
Okay, so then Sony retaliates with what the F?
I don't even know. Oh, my God. Okay, so the news reporter.
Which, by the way, that was funny. I'll report what's going on in here. Here's the best news anchor team, Tom and Tammy Thompson.
The brother and sister news team.
That was the first time we've been kind of introduced to who they really are, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Tom. Thanks. And it's like, it's again with the media. It's like, oh, well, it's good for us if it's bigger and worse. It's better for us. Yeah. Back to you, Tom.
Truly, I mean, that was really funny, and it's satire, but it's true. I mean, a lot of this does get hyped up. I mean, part of it is, you know, these news reporters are, I love how they report, okay, which mall has the best deal?
Yeah.
This mall, 50% off everything.
In honor, we're taking another 10% off.
in honor of last week's fallen victim.
Yeah. In honor of the security guard that died.
Yes.
Oh, man. And then you see him reporting again, getting fucked by the Sony president. God.
But, okay, so please explain to me what this all-powerful locket, not locket, but...
It's a brooch, I think.
What is up with this brooch?
Dude, I don't even know.
Okay, first, I like the reference, obviously, is that Kenny's... We've seen Kenny in this way, right? Drugged up and things like that. Remember, I'm trying to think of the actual episode, but remember, oh, it was the one with the boobs and things like that.
Long, I don't remember it.
You don't remember that one where you know the animation changes and he's just he's.
Oh well, yeah, that was that the anime one, right?
There was one, but there's like the big. I mean, so many of obviously it's so many references to they've done it in the past.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm not quite sure how they're gonna use it, what power it gives him.
I mean, they just kind of ended it right there with the little anime Princess Keniru.
Oh my god!
It was just kind of the weirdest thing ever, and I think they really just like doing that kind of animation randomly, just to mess with people.
But I mean, they opened up tonight's episode with the hence why we opened up with Game of Thrones is because they use Game of Thrones in their opening.
Everyone in their costumes already. Xbox commercials after every single. At the beginning of every single commercial break.
That to me, okay, so for those of you who watch South Park, perhaps on southparkstudios.com or anything like that, you might get different ads. But what I loved, if you watched it live on Comedy Central at least, you got immediately after, we cut from the show, you got South Park brought to you by Xbox One. Clearly, we know there are. I mean, it's funny where their alliances lie because going back to the CEO of Microsoft, he was like, "We don't stoop to that low-level marketing. We're above all the BS."
They make him look good, but then Bill Gates looks like a fucking serial-killing asshole. So yes. Bill Gates gets involved, and he's the one who gives them all guns. And then he meets with Cartman in the garden with this old guy who's just like so pissed off that every single time it's talks of betrayal in the garden.
Yeah, I mean, the rule of comedy is threes, and so, obviously we talked about that he had Butters, that he had Kyle, and now the reversal of Bill being like, I treat my CEOs well, if they stay in line.
Yeah, Cartman, this is only for us to make this, what was it, to get you through the doors? He didn't say to get us an Xbox this time, because why would Bill Gates need an Xbox?
I don't know, I still think that's, why does he need to go through the doors?
I don't know. He's just trying to make Xbox win. We need the first 100 people through those doors to all go get Xboxes. When in reality, it really doesn't matter because all the systems will be bought anyway.
On Black Friday, okay.
I mean, you can go to any mall in the United States on Friday afternoon. No, not Friday, but go Saturday. They're not going to have any. They're going to probably have Wii U's, yeah, but they're not going to have any PS4s or Xboxes.
Okay, but yeah, you have to keep a certain amount of shipment just for Black Friday.
I know, but I'm saying, like, in the end, nothing. This battle won't solve anything because everything's going to be bought anyway.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
I mean, they're trying to push new shipments in too because of Black Friday, because of this thing.
Okay, they need more games though. They don't have
a good lineup really.
They don't have a backwards compatibility. That nobody wants that.
Well, they do and they don't. It's like some of them are offering downloads, like digital downloads of games you already have for free. Things like that.
I don't want to do that. Yeah. I'm not the biggest gamer, but for the games that I might have, I don't need another system. I would get the system if I could still play my old games.
Well, yeah.
That's stupid to me.
I think it's kind of stupid that the PS3 or PS4 can't play PS3 games.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's kind of ridiculous, especially they're both Blu-ray players, I'm assuming, so what's the point? And it's if you want one system, if you want one system for everything.
Here's the thing, you get much more out of it if you play a fair game. Meaning, why not? Why? Okay, now you're isolating people. Why do that? Just let them play the games that they want to play.
I don't know.
Because if they have the system, then eventually, as new games roll out, then yes, they'll be apt to buy the PS4 games instead of PS3. But for now, they got PS3 games up the asshole.
Well, that's good because anyone who bought a PS4 knows that there's huge technical errors, huge patching errors, and a lot of them were being bricked already within the first week.
Oh, and that's what's funny is that they did mention that the PS4 is already being reviewed.
Yeah, so it's like new things are coming out every day, and next week they're going to mention the Xbox is out because, of course, it comes out this Friday.
But let's talk about Game of Thrones.
Yeah. So George R. R. Martin.
First off, Cartman has never seen an episode of Game of Thrones. That is my conclusion after tonight's episode.
Yeah, because he keeps asking Butters to watch it and then asks Butters, when are the dragons coming?
Yeah, don't you know? Didn't you? Did you watch till season three like I told you to?
Yeah, there's just dicks.
Yeah.
There's just flaccid penises.
And I loved when they finally get to his house. Are you upset with the red wedding?
No.
No, we're upset with all the penises.
So tell us what happens. All right, I'm going to tell you exactly what happens in Game of Thrones. So, Tyrion, he's going to be with a big dick just hanging right out, glistening in the sun. It's like, they really go in on George R.R. Martin.
They're going on everybody.
But it's a good portion of this episode of him just talking about dicks.
There are a lot of dicks on the show.
There's a lot of boobs, too, though.
Yeah, but okay, the conclusion that they made, I love their conclusion of their non-threatening penises.
Oh, yeah, so you can show them on TV.
No, because the female population would not like erect penises. It's gay penises or non-erect penises.
Ah, yeah, the non-threatening.
Which goes to show that he's gay.
He had his own choral group to sing the theme song with wieners.
And then the pieces became like the dragons.
Yeah, and we've been waiting 3 hours. When are the pizzas? Oh, they're coming. They're going to be amazing.
Oh, you want pizza? Okay. Instead of getting two, I'm going to get five. Yeah, they're coming.
What kind of pizza do you want? He hasn't even ordered them yet.
Which, by the way, I feel like there's a lot of storytellers that tell stories in that way. Like, no. It's coming. It's coming.
Punch
and they do hook people. I mean, I would say Lost is an example of that.
Never watched it. Never want to.
Marissa, did you watch Lost?
No, I haven't.
Well,
I should.
Though. I'm not gonna. I've never seen an episode anyway. But I will say, everyone was looking forward to the finale, and obviously, it's such a cultural thing now of how bad the Lost finale was, and it was like, okay, here's the buildup, and nothing.
Yeah, apparently, I mean, spoiler alert, it sucked. Apparently. And then that's why it makes you appreciate shows like Breaking Bad, where you're forward to the finale, and then you see it, and you're like, okay, that was really good, as opposed to really hating it. Because there's no real way to make an ending to any show and satisfy everyone.
Could South Park make a shit ending only to commentate on how boring Game of Thrones is, but by doing so, it's actually a good ending?
I feel like they're going to do something similar, where we never really get the resolution, because it never comes. Like, they're going to build up the battle to the point that it's going to be literally amazing, and then it's never going to happen. And they're going to just have, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, the battle's coming. Because that's what they just did with, Game of Thrones. It's like, oh, the dragons are coming. Gives you a little glimpse. And then, like, you see them kill, like, one guy, and then it's next. And now you see it in the end of this episode with, we pushed back Black Friday to December 6th. Time to prepare.
That was his call, because he was like, oh, wait, because Butters finally got mad at him. Like, there's actual things at stake here. We got Black Friday coming up, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I can take care of this.
But really,
finally picks up the phone, and I guess he just moves it back.
Really, all he wants to do is have more time to talk to Butters about the wieners of Game of Thrones.
That could be true. It also lends us to believe that we're going to have two more episodes, because December 6th, is the week of December 4th, which is after Thanksgiving, after Black Friday. So that could conclude the South Park quadrilogy.
Have they done a four-episode arc? Nope. This is the first time.
This is the first time. They're not even calling it parts. You know, Imagination Land was like, you know, one, two, three. What was the, remember?
It's because they don't want you to know that it's going to end.
Yeah, we don't, yeah. But I really think next week they could continue this up until after. I don't want it. I don't know. I was looking forward to something like that, but tonight, as great as it was, I don't know if I could stand this for two more.
I think that the fourth episode, because that's the last in the season, isn't it?
Yes.
The fourth episode is going to end with the mall opening.
No. And that's it?
That's it. And then the next episode of next season, if they make it a five-episode arc?
No, you can't do that.
You don't know. I mean, they did the April Fool's thing. They do stuff like this all the time. I don't know.
Here's the thing.
I never know what they're thinking.
They've pissed off people in the past. Remember the Everything's Shit episode?
Yes.
The one before it was shit. And then they had the whole break. And so when they came back from the break, they continued that, even though they, you know, obviously they didn't want to, but they're like, okay, how do we dig ourselves out of the hole on this one? And that episode was good. It was the Asperger's episode. They can't do that. Would piss off so many fans.
They don't care though, because they'd rather make a point, and the fans who are their fans would understand that. I mean, I could okay, maybe the end.
But I will understand, but I will be so frustrated until the next episode.
Yeah,
in such an like, it's not gonna be. It's gonna don't do it. Don't do it. Please don't do it. It's going to suck.
Oh, my God. Well, they could either – or they could end next episode with the mall opening and start the one after that with no battle at all. Just have it be the aftermath of the battle.
That could be possible.
Because they did that in Game of Thrones when all of the ice beings attacked, or the frost – I can't remember the name of them. I feel like an idiot. All of them were attacking and marching on this place, and then we don't get to see really anything. We just – the next episode – they just talk about how many people died and how, we fought them back or something like that.
It's possible. Well, I think that wraps us up for tonight. Nothing too much left to talk about. But, of course, who has a voice but you fans? You guys get to talk. Comment in on the shows. Let us know what you guys are thinking. Did you like this episode? Did you not? Again, for us, we enjoyed it, but it was a bit of a filler episode. The biggest prediction, will there be 3 episodes? Will be there 4? Could there be 5? Who the hell knows?
Back to you, Tom.
And on that note, back to you, fans. We'll see you next week.
All right.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Wiener, 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 wiener.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.